Welcome back to Science TLDR, the podcast for busy experts like yourselves. We break down those complex scientific papers, you know, the ones you wish you had time to read.
Right.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into second-generation anti-amyloid monoclonal antibodies for Alzheimer's disease, current landscape and future perspectives, hot off the press in translational neurodegeneration.
A really timely paper, I think.
Oh, absolutely, especially with all the buzz around Alzheimer's therapies.
Yeah, I mean, we've got three FDA-approved second-generation anti-amyloid monoclonal antibodies now.
Yeah.
Aducanumab, lecanemab, donanemab. And just recently, lecanemab moved to traditional approval.
A big win for the amyloid cascade hypothesis.
Definitely.
For our listeners who maybe need a refresher, the amyloid cascade hypothesis suggests that the buildup of amyloid beta plaques in the brain is a primary driver of Alzheimer's disease.
Right, and that's why clearing these plaques has been such a major focus of research and drug development.
Exactly, and these second-generation antibodies are really pushing the boundaries.
They are, but, you know, it hasn't been a smooth journey.
No, definitely not.
The first-generation antibodies, like solanezumab, targeted the monomeric form of amyloid beta, and, well, we now know that's not the most toxic form.
So those trials, were they kind of like bringing a knife to a gunfight?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. This paper we're looking at today really digs deep into four key second-generation antibodies, each one with a slightly different approach and, importantly, different clinical trial results.
Okay, sounds like we've got a lot to unpack. Let's start with aducanumab. I know this one is derived from the memory B cells of, get this, both healthy and cognitively impaired individuals.
It's pretty cool how they did that. And it targets those amyloid beta plaques, specifically amino acids 3 to 7.
Right. And the PRIME, ENGAGE, and EMERGE trials showed a dose-dependent reduction in amyloid beta deposition.
Yeah, suggesting it's doing what it's supposed to in terms of clearing those plaques. They also saw a slowing of cognitive decline.
So far, so good.
But, and this is a big but, there was a significant occurrence of ARIAE, which we'll definitely delve into later.
A mixed bag then. Okay, let's move on to lecanemab, which originates from the mouse antibody MA-158.
Yes, and this one goes after the amyloid beta protofibrils, specifically amino acids 1 to 16 and 21 to 29.
Got it. And what were the trial results like for this one?
Well, the Clarity AD trial showed that lecanemab was effective in slowing cognitive decline. It also impacted amyloid beta levels and, interestingly, phosphorylated tau levels as well.
Wow. Okay, so hitting multiple targets.
Exactly. And that success was a big part of why it recently transitioned to traditional FDA approval, which is huge.
A definite win for this class of therapies.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have donanemab. And this one has a really unique target, the N-terminal pyroglutamate of amyloid beta.
Yeah, primarily found in those plaques.
And what did the trial show for donanemab?
Well, the Trailblazer ALZ trial showed a really impressive reduction in amyloid burden.
Okay, that's promising.
They also saw a slowing of cognitive decline. However, there were ARIA incidences, which is a concern.
Right. That seems to be a recurring theme.
It does, yeah. And actually, the FDA initially denied accelerated approval because of limited patient data.
I see.
But the Trailblazer ALZ2 trial did provide more positive findings.
Okay, so more to come on that one. Finally, let's talk about gantenerumab, which was engineered using the Huckel phage display technology. This one targets amyloid beta fibrils, amino acids 311 and 1827.
Right, and this one has a bit of a complicated story. So some earlier trials like DIAN-TU and the Scarlet Road open label extension study, they did show amyloid reduction.
Oh, that's good, right.
Yes, but the larger scale graduate the Verdonier trials didn't show a significant cognitive improvement.
Interesting.
Researchers think the subcutaneous administration and gradual dose escalation in those trials might have had something to do with it.
So dosing and delivery methods could be key factors here.
It seems that way, yeah.
Well, all of this brings us to a really important aspect of this discussion, ARA. It's a hurdle that these antibody therapies need to overcome.
Definitely. ARA, or amyloid-related imaging abnormalities, can manifest as ARAE, edema, or ARAA, hemorrhage.
Right, both of which involve swelling and microhemorrhages in the brain.
It's a serious side effect. The mechanisms behind it are complex, but they likely involve the complement cascade. That's part of the immune response. And then there's FCR-mediated signaling, where antibodies actually trigger specific cell activities.
So basically, the antibodies might be triggering an inflammatory response.
Exactly. And then you add in the blood-brain barrier, which is incredibly selective about what it lets into the brain.
It's like a fortress protecting the brain.
It is. And that's why we need such high doses of these antibodies to get them where they need to go.
Which, as we've seen, can increase the risk of ARA.
A tricky balance. But the paper highlights some really innovative strategies for tackling these limitations. One that caught my eye was antibody-drug conjugates, or ADCs.
Oh yeah, ADCs, I've heard about those.
You basically attach a targeted payload to the antibody so it can deliver a drug precisely where it's needed.
Blur?
Like, for example, pairing anti-amyloid antibodies with anti-inflammatory corticosteroids like methylprednisolone or dexamethasone.
So it's like adding a silencer to a powerful weapon.
Exactly.
Makes sense. I also saw that targeted protein degradation, or TPD, is being explored. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure. In TPD, you're essentially tagging those problematic proteins for destruction.
And how do they do that?
Well, there are things called LI tags that tag proteins for the lysosomes.
Lysosomes, those are like the cells' recycling centers, right?
Exactly. They break down waste products.
So you're basically sending in a specialized cleanup crew.
That's a good way to put it. And then there are ABTACs, which are antibody-based PROTACs that target intracellular amyloid beta aggregates for degradation.
So it's a very targeted approach.
Very much so.
Fascinating. There was also mention of a modified aducanumab.
Yes, AGAS6. This fusion protein enhances amyloid beta clearance by both microglia and astrocytes, aims to reduce inflammation, and hopefully mitigate ARIA.
So they're tweaking the antibody to improve its therapeutic profile.
Exactly.
It seems like the field of anti-amyloid antibodies is constantly evolving. There's a lot to be hopeful for, but obviously we need to remain cautiously optimistic and scientifically skeptical.
I agree. There's still a lot of research to be done to fully understand the long-term effects of these treatments and develop even safer and more effective strategies to combat Alzheimer's.
Well, it sounds like we have a lot more to discuss.
We do.
We'll be back after a quick break to continue our deep dive into this paper. We'll be exploring other future directions for Alzheimer's research, including personalized therapies. Stick with us.
One thing that really stood out to me in this paper was the discussion on personalized Alzheimer's therapies.
Oh, absolutely. The idea of like tailoring treatment to an individual's biomarker profile, their disease stage, it's pretty fascinating.
Right. Like imagine using biomarkers, things like amyloid beta, tau levels, even genetic testing and cognitive assessments to create a personalized roadmap for each patient.
Yeah, it's like a treatment plan that's unique to each individual
Yeah.
instead of this like one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly. And that could really change how we approach Alzheimer's management. This kind of precision could help us figure out who would benefit most from certain therapies.
Right, maximize benefit, minimize risk.
Exactly. And it ties in nicely with the whole idea of early detection and intervention.
Definitely, the earlier the better. And speaking of early detection, the paper mentioned microRNAs or miRNAs and potential early
Oh,
biomarkers.
yeah, miRNAs, these tiny molecules that regulate gene expression. Researchers are finding specific miRNA patterns in the blood that could potentially predict Alzheimer's development.
Whoa, really? So like even before any significant cognitive decline?
Potentially, yeah. It's still early. But a simple blood test could identify individuals at risk years in advance.
So then you could start preventative measures, try to delay symptoms.
Exactly. It's a really exciting area of research.
Definitely. The paper also highlighted combination therapies, targeting multiple aspects of the disease.
Yeah, which makes sense, right? I mean, Alzheimer's is complex. It's not just about amyloid plaques. There's tau pathology, inflammation, vascular dysfunction. They all contribute.
So we need to hit it from all angles.
Pretty much. The future of Alzheimer's treatment probably lies in combining these amyloid targeting agents with drugs that address those other pathways.
So, like drugs inhibiting tau aggregation, reducing inflammation, maybe improving vascular health.
Exactly. We're already seeing some promising results from early trials exploring these combinations.
That's good to hear. Okay, so let's bring it back to those three major takeaways from the paper.
Okay, so takeaway number one, second-generation anti-amyloid monoclonal antibodies. They show promise.
That's good.
But we need more research. We need to fully understand those long-term effects and optimize their safety and efficacy.
Right, because ARIA and that blood-brain barrier are still big challenges.
For sure. Takeaway number two emphasizes moving beyond that single target approach.
Okay.
Combination therapies targeting multiple disease aspects, personalized treatment strategies based on those individual biomarker profiles. That's the future.
Right, like we were saying before, understand the individual, tailor the treatment. Makes sense.
Yeah.
What about takeaway number three?
This one highlights the ongoing research into things like ADCs,
the antibody drug conjugates.
Yes, and targeted protein degradation, modifying those antibody structures. These approaches have huge potential for both efficacy and safety. They could revolutionize treatment in the coming years.
So it sounds like a lot of exciting developments on the horizon, a lot to be hopeful for.
Definitely. It's a really dynamic field. We're moving from just treating symptoms to actually modifying the disease process.
That's huge.
It really is. And the advances in antibody engineering, the biomarker research, the combination therapies, it all gives a lot of hope to those affected by this disease.
Absolutely. It's important to acknowledge that we still have a way to go, but, you know, the progress in recent years has been really remarkable. The dedication of these researchers working towards effective treatments, a cure, it's inspiring.
For sure. Before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question, something to ponder. Could these antibody breakthroughs, you know, all the stuff we've been talking about, lead us to a deeper understanding of the brain's immune system, like its role in these neurodegenerative diseases, not just Alzheimer's?
It's a great question. And yeah, one that a lot of researchers are really digging into.
Could we unlock entirely new therapeutic targets, you know, beyond amyloid beta, maybe even lead to more effective and personalized treatments for Alzheimer's and other brain disorders?
It's possible. I mean, this research on anti-amyloid antibodies, it's like opening a whole new door to understanding the connection between the immune system and the brain. Like, how do they interact? What's their relationship in these diseases?
And as we learn more, we could find even more effective therapies.
Exactly. It's a really fascinating area. Lots of research happening.
So much we don't know, but there's a lot of hope too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We still have work to do, a long way to go, but the progress is amazing.
It is.
The dedication of these researchers trying to find effective treatments, a cure, it's really inspiring.
I agree. Well, on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of anti-amyloid antibodies and their potential in the fight against Alzheimer's disease.
It's been a great discussion.
It has. Thanks for joining us on Science TLDR, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive into cutting-edge scientific research.